Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode de Comme dans ta bulle, ton.com et comics. C'est le troisième interview réalisé au Festival international de la BD d'Angoulême. Et je suis avec Will McPhail.
Yeah.
I pronounce
perfect.
Very well. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Will McPhail. I am a cartoonist and writer, a pigeon enthusiast. that's about it. I've just written my first graphic novel. It's called Au Dedans in French.
And Au Dedans.
Au Dedans. Apologies.
Perfect. No problem.
It's my book. that's who I am, basically.
Why did you become a cartoonist and a writer?
I don't know, because I have a mental illness that lets me do it. I don't know. I think I've just found a job that suits the way that my brain works.
Okay, it's a feeling.
I'm constantly thinking about these stupid little scenes in my head, and so it works as a career for some reason.
Okay.
I still don't believe it, to be honest.
What do you prefer between write and draw?
Oh, that's a good question. The drawing, I think.
Okay, why?
Being a cartoonist, it takes a lot of writing. It's almost like 80% writing and 20% drawing.
Okay.
So you spend most of the time scribbling away.
It's most difficult to write.
Moleskin,
But
and then the drawing is just like a lovely little treat for me at the end, where I can just switch my brain off and just enjoy the drawing.
And just see the script.
Exactly. And I'm just not very good with words. And so I've always been better at explaining complex emotions visually.
Yeah.
And so, I always appreciate it.
Because it's your first time to make a comic book alone.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's very stressful.
Very stressful. Yeah, very stressful. I didn't get much sleep. It took about 2 years, and I did most of it during the pandemic, while I was in Scotland, and so I was stressed, panicked, completely alone, and had
perfect situation to write.
It's honestly why, no spoilers, but the book gets very sad, and it's a big part of the reason why is because I was sort of alone in a room.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, that was
like most people
too depressing to talk about.
And about the color, why did you choose the black and white?
Yeah, that was my honest attempt to show how different it feels going between a performance of a conversation like the one that we're having now and a genuine connection. And to me, it feels that way. It feels like going from black and white into color.
Okay.
And I wanted to...
It's like answer and question.
Yeah.
To black and white and color.
Exactly. And going from performance to actual vulnerable connection. It feels like going from black and white to color. That and I felt like going from one to the other would give that sort of emotional punch that I wanted.
Mm.
I wanted people to sort of gasp and hear music when they saw the color for the first time and sort of reset their relationship with color.
You work on traditional or digital?
Mostly traditional, it's mostly watercolors and pen and paper and pencil, and the only digital bit was I had to shift things around a little bit. Move things around.
Adjustment. When do you think about digital work in comic book?
I think it has its uses, and it's very helpful sometimes, and it's good for the trees, I guess.
So the trees is very difficult to draw.
Yeah, but I'm not a tree, so I don't care. I say as you're sat on a couch made out of a tree. I like to work on paper and pencil.
Okay.
It just feels like I'm actually making something rather than making something fake. Yeah.
You have been an illustrator of The New Yorker before, and now you have alone a comic book. What do you think about the evolution of that?
It was difficult going from one to the other. It just feels like at first all my New Yorker cartoons are about sex and pigeons and things like that, and very simple stuff.
It's not depressive.
Yeah, exactly. And so the New Yorker cartoons are to make you laugh, whereas this, yeah, the book is to make you
very
cry.
Very sad, yeah.
So that's made the main difference. But it was liberating to just have so much space to work in. With the New Yorker, I do these tiny little cartoons that get printed in one panel. It's very restrictive. Whereas with the graphic novel, I could just do whatever I wanted, yeah, and I didn't have to be funny, and I could spend ages on making a point that it wasn't a punchline, you know. So yeah, it was very liberating.
So comic books first talk about sociability. Are you a social person in life?
Yes, I know I am. I'm a strange sort of... I'm one of those people where when I'm alone, I crave company. And then when I'm in company, I crave being alone.
Yeah, I understand.
So I'm sort of never happy in a situation. But no, I'm unlike Nick from the book, who's the main character from the book.
Yeah.
I don't really crave that sort of connection. I'm very happy just messing, joking around with people and being my mates. I think I'm a bit less anxious and desperate than he is.
It's also a love story.
Yeah.
And you have a very particular to show the intimacy of the love. What is your vision of the romance?
Well, I've always been drawn to love stories in any medium, and so I naturally just wanted to write about that. But the story is about making genuine connections with people, and I felt like that's an emotion that crosses all of those boundaries in life, whether it's death, grief, friendship, family, and love as well. And so I felt like that was just a necessary part to show of somebody's life, that it spans all of those emotions, including love. Yeah.
And can you describe your style? What is your style in your point of view?
It's sort of my artistic style or my writing style, either. manic. I don't know. That's a hard question. I suppose that's more a question for other people. I can't really see it objectively. I don't know. What do you think my style is?
It's very specific.
Okay.
Emotional.
Right. That's good. I'll take that. Specific and emotional.
Yeah. Good. It's okay.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the choice of the format and the collaboration with 404 Comics?
Oh, yeah. Basically, yeah. The book had been published in English and a couple of other languages. And then when French publishers came to me, I looked at 404's other work, and they all seemed like beautiful objects that they made. And they seemed to really be invested in the story and really get it, you know, and... I always wanted this book to be like a lovely thing to have on your table, and they were very good at that. And so I went with them. Yeah.
One question about communication.
Yeah.
Do you have a social network, and how do you use that?
Like
Instagram.
Instagram, yes, I do. Always have, still do. I don't know, what is my relationship with it? I sort of, honestly, kind of a bit transactional these days. I just use it to show people my work, and then I get out and don't actually look at it that much. Doing the book has been really nice because people message me on those Instagram things and say, really like the book, or I just had this conversation with this person, and this is how I imagined their inner world to look. And so it's a really valuable thing for people to reach out for me with that. But otherwise, it's a toxic minefield.
And you use TikTok or Twitch or another one?
No, not TikTok. I've got TikTok, but I don't post on there because it just feels like a panic attack.
Yeah,
constantly.
Me too.
I feel like I'm going to have a seizure if I'm on there for more than 2 seconds. I can't stand that there's no dead space between the content, just one after the other.
It's very difficult.
Yeah,
it's so much aggressive to open the platform.
Instagram's my main one. I think it's generally the least sort of abusive and toxic of the things. I don't know. Twitter's a nightmare as well.
I hate Twitter now.
Yeah,
I don't use this platform. Okay, the last question. Do you have any projects of the future for you?
I'm trying to write another book.
And not sad, maybe.
Maybe not sad this time. But it was hard. I did the first one, like I say, during the pandemic, and so I had nothing else to focus on. And so I've sort of been half... hoping that another pandemic happens so that I can get some work done. Because it made me finish the book. But yeah, I'm trying to write another book. Maybe one without pictures in it. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you for this moment. It's very, very cool to nice to meet you.
Pleasure, thank you.
Et du coup, n'hésitez pas à découvrir Au-dedans chez 404 Comics. Et je vous dis à bientôt.